In its statement yesterday, the UN Rights Commission alleged that South Sudan government security officers continue to make the work and lives of the rights defenders difficult, forcing some of the activists to flee the country. The commission said threats by the National Security Service against the civil society leaders violate human rights and undermine transition to peace in the country. It also said officers from the National Security Service continue to harass the colleagues and families of activists who have fled the country. South Sudan government spokesperson Michael Makwe denies the allegations and questions the commission's motives.
This UN Human Rights Commission, who is monitoring them, who is supervising them? They just sit in their offices here in Juba. And they write, because they must write something controversial to prove that they are doing their job, so that they continue in their job. Otherwise, if they write a good report, there will be no need for them to continue in South Sudan, and they will lose their job.
Yasmin Soka, the chair of the UN Commission on Human Rights, says, in her words, civic space in South Sudan is eroding at the accelerating pace. She says the security service role in suppressing dissent and criticism and in pushing some of those involved in constitutional and transitional justice efforts to flee the country has discouraged the participation of others. She said it negates the government's own efforts in critical arenas. The commission says the activists who have been forced to flee the country include Jame David Kolok and Wani Michael. Kolok is a member of the technical committee to conduct a consultative process on truth, reconciliation and healing, and Michael has acted as a youth representative on the National Constitution Amendment Committee. The commission says the government froze the bank accounts of the two activists and those of the non-government organizations they led. Andrew Clapham, one of the commissioners of the UN Commission on Human Rights in South Sudan, said the government's targeting of high-profile human rights defenders, in his words, will have a chilling effect on civil society and will discourage public participation. He said that will undermine confidence in the work on transitional justice, framing a constitution making and setting up national elections, which he said are essential to the access of the transition set out by the 2018 Revitalized Peace Agreement. The 2018 peace agreement requires the drafting of a permanent constitution and the establishment of a commission on truth, reconciliation and healing. While implementation of those and other measures, including requirements for broad public consultations, have been slow, in recent months, government leaders have renewed pledges and taken steps toward them, says the commission. The commission says these latest restrictions and acts of harassment began after the creation of a People's Coalition for Civil Action, or PCCA, in July. Its members planned a public assembly to take place in August, but it never took place because the authorities detained some participants, raided offices, and put an enhanced presence of security forces on the streets of Juba. Makwe says the government could not allow the PCCA assembly because they are its enemies.
This is a normal thing that is done all over the world. What is particular about South Sudan, to allow enemies of the government to flourish within the government territory. It's just a normal thing, but they want to make South Sudan a test case for all their nonsense, for all their theories. We are not even applicable in their own country.
The commission says the state's authorities must respect and protect the rights of human rights defenders, adding this is an obligation under international law. It would also demonstrate that South Sudan's commitment to strengthening its systems for the consolidation of human rights is genuine. For VOA News, I'm Wake Simon Wudu in Juba.